Supply and Demand Production. Dear President, on behalf of the poor, I am writing you a letter, hope it hits your front door. If you do happen to read it, I just hope you don't ignore. They still got money for war, but can't feed the poor. Mr. President, if you open, can you come and sit with us? At least try to explain why the police keep on killing us. Or they lock us up in jail and throw the key away. On behalf of the ghetto, see if we okay. Dear Mr. President, I hope this missile finds you free. My intention's not to criticize, but be the sight for blind to see. Penitentiaries built up, schools steady tore down. Take the riches from a rich man, envision life poor now. Communities is filled with drugs, corners covered by the thugs. Homeless man live in the streets, no blankets, covers, or a rug. Sister smoking on some dope, aggravated, being broke. To ease the pain, the needle came, now he's shooting just to cope. God, hear me if you can, hopefully I can reach this man. Take a couple seconds to read my letter to the president. Mr. President, I don't wanna cause no trouble, but down here in the ghetto, it's a reason why we hustle. Tell us now, be for real, what's your beef with Mexico? You think building up a wall gon' really send a message though? Drug prices finna soar, the streets gon' get so messy, bro. Murder rate gon' rise like gas at Texaco. Dear President, on behalf of the poor, I am writing you a letter, hope it hits your front door. If you do happen to read it, I just hope you don't ignore. They still got money for war, but can't feed the poor. Mr. President, if you open, can you come and sit with us? At least try to explain why the police keep on killing us. Or they lock us up in jail and throw the key away. On behalf of the ghetto, see if we okay. Obama gave us hope, he became Martin's dream. Malcolm gave us strength, cause we fight by any means. Huey gave us heart, take no shit from all them pigs. Marcus Garvey gave us smart, to return to where we live. Harriet freed slaves, could've freed many more, but they knew not they were slaves. As we know not, we are poor. Willie Lynch wrote some papers, gave the masters master plans. Former kings of the motherland, became master's man. All I'm saying, Mr. President, understand we have a reason to not trust no more Americans in this country full of treason. Espionage and betrayal, triumph, but we fail. Democratic or Republican, still donkey with no tail, pin us up in jail.
Espionage.
Espionage and betrayal, triumph, but we fail. Democratic or Republican, donkeys with no tail.
Dear President, on behalf of the poor, I am writing you a letter, hope it hits your front door. If you do happen to read it, I just hope you don't ignore. They still got money for war, but can't feed the poor. Mr. President, if you open, can you come and sit with us? At least try to explain why the police keep on killing us. Or they lock us up in jail and throw the key away. On behalf of the ghetto, see if we okay. The disfranchising of a community is never done by that community before something has been done to that community. I don't see any black people that own any boats. No black people that own any planes, any jets, that are getting these drugs to this community. I don't see any AKs being built in the ghetto. I see them being distributed. I live in a good neighborhood, and I don't see any liquor stores or churches on every corner, but it seems like in every ghetto there's a church and there's a liquor store. The church being the place that we go to for hope, the liquor store being the place that we go to the cope. Unfortunately, the poisoning of our communities has led to the destruction of our people, and several of our leaders have been assassinated due to what has been going on in the cities that is constantly flying right under our nose. This isn't a white or a black thing, this is a people thing. This is being oppressed and being suppressed. This is oppressor and those that are being oppressed. There's no such thing as liberty and freedom in a country when no one has ever been truly free. As a people, we must rise, we must think, we must prevail. Dear Mr. President,